This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of late spring, the second week of the Cottonwood Cotton Moon and the transition time to the Sun in Gemini. Around May 20th, this week, is the time the Sun comes into Gemini, and when it reaches that constellation, then on Earth, ragweed has grown 2 feet tall, and hemlock, angelica, locusts, blackberries, and yarrow are flowering, and the last of the leaves come out for summer. Under the closing canopy along the 40th parallel, spring's chickweed and catchweed die back, and their yellowing foliage accentuates a major decline of April growth. But daddy longlegs wander the undergrowth now, partial to clustered snakeroot in its pollen. Wild strawberries climb through the purple ground ivy, and wild iris blooms in the wetlands. By this time of year, tadpoles become toads and frogs and finally move to land. Cricket song grows louder. Ducklings and goslings swim beside their parents. Dragonflies appear along the river. The earliest fireflies come out to mate. This week, the dense shade has moved all the way up from its source along the Gulf of Mexico high into the northern United States. And fawns are born in the woodlots, nestlings of robins and sparrows and grackles and so many other birds leave their nest to become fledglings. Elderberry bushes reach full bloom and black raspberries set their fruit, and a few mulberries are ready to pick. Osage and black walnut flowers come down in the rain across the East Coast as their leaves continue to expand. In the south, Spanish moss grows its small flowers in the axils of the live oak leaves. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of early summer. In the meantime, the Sun in Gemini is calling out the 17-year cicadas. Keep looking for them.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.